This is for anybody who watched And Just Like That. Tonight was the season finale. I just watched it a few minutes ago, and I was gonna come on here in the state of mind I was immediately following, but I was crying. And see, that my ring light just went out. Much like the show ended after like 34 minutes. This is how the show went. My ring light's going out right as we speak, and I'm not even gonna edit it. I don't even care. Even when they did the finale of Sex and the City, it was in two parts. They were both extra long. It was like you savored the ending. This one was like, there's so many fillers with characters I didn't even care about. And then that one person that's in the show, they didn't end up with that other person. And then another person did end up with another person, but not quite in the way that they wanted to. But where they were geographically made no sense, no explanation. And then that other couple, that was nice, but like, what a disgusting place for them to be on the day that they were there. I mean, just imagine finding them in that particular room. It was like, it made no sense whatsoever. And then the side plot of, you know, that guy and that girl, who are their random friends that showed up, that took up space for, to wrap up like 35 years of a show. And I didn't even like those series. And I'm just emotional. Listen, I cried in the movie Big. I cry in some commercials. I just appreciate a good story and really hate when a good story goes bad. I'm gonna miss it, but they left it in a situation where, what are they gonna do, right? The funniest part is that, I don't know if this happens to you guys, is that right after the show ends, it like auto goes into an old Sex and the City and immediately reminds you of when the writing was good. Anyway, this is not real life, and it's a fake story, and it's not a real world problem, but must have been love, but it's over now. And just like that.